every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOAC, AGAPA, LA, any of them, guys.
LA, again?
Well, I don't speak for LA. I could speak for me and Covina. Or Laguna, wherever I happen to be at the moment.
You don't want to do your Tony Villaraigosa impersonation?
What the listening audience doesn't know is we already did this whole part before, and somehow, through my stellar intellect, I somehow lost it.
Bruce exploded the show.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It was one of the great openings of all time.
Yeah, you heard me singing.
And it's gone.
It's gone forever.
Oh, I don't think so. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Mark. You know what we were talking about last time?
What?
We were talking about Shelley doing karaoke. Well, tell them about the church.
Oh, yes. At church today, I feel like I'm having deja vu.
Like deja vu all over again.
I know.
Did a black cat walk by? It's a glitch in the Matrix.
It's a glitch in the Matrix. Yes, at church today, one of the gentlemen from the choir came up after church and asked me if I would join the choir because he said I always sing so enthusiastically.
Enthusiastically.
And I said I wasn't a very good singer, and he said, well, none of us are professional singers.
You said, no shit.
And I kind of hemmed and hawed and everything, and he said, well, pray on it and, you know, and let us know. And later on I was thinking about the soloist at church today, and I thought, maybe it's not such a bad idea if I join the choir. She's a wonderful lady. She's really nice. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, in case anyone's listening from the Methodist Church.
Sounds like a cat under the front tire of a truck.
Well, maybe she wasn't that bad. She wasn't that bad. And there were times during the song when she actually hit, like, all the notes in a row, but...
Wow. You know it's good when you're singing to hit all the notes
in a row.
That one line that came out perfect. The rest of the song is shite.
And we, you know, and to be honest, we definitely don't have a choir that's going to go into one of those big competitions or anything like that.
You don't have like Whoopi Goldberg leading the nuns?
No.
They can compete on that show where they're actually looking for the worst performer in the world.
No, they're not the worst.
What was that? The WB's Superstar.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a great show.
And the girl who won had all the lyrics written on her hand.
It was awesome. They kept telling them, you're the best. And guys that really sang well, they're like, no, we're not going to take you. And they're like, what? It was awesome. Yeah. So you do karaoke, though.
Yeah, I did karaoke. I didn't do it so much when I was drinking for some reason, but which is normally when people do karaoke. But once I got sober.
The more you drink, the better I sound.
Yeah.
And bowl.
I think once I got sober, what I realized was, you know, because we would go to karaoke in these bars, but there would be like, it was like a little island of sobriety in the middle of all this drunkenness. And I realized that all the people I came with like me anyway, so they don't care how I sound. And all of the other ones aren't going to remember me the next day, so it didn't really matter.
Not at all. So you sing, what do you sing? You sing a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of songs.
In a row.
Yeah.
She sings Love Potion number 9.
Yes, Love Potion number 9 and Secret Agent Man and Devil Went Down to Georgia. And
you and Connor have done that many times. Connor used to do this dance. I've never seen anything quite right. He'd do this dance that sort of reminded me of a Jed Clampett kind of dance. He'd keep one foot behind him and the other foot he would just like slap on the floor. It was exciting. It was like this.
This is going to be great for people
like
on the radio.
Going, just dropping his foot in front
what
of him.
What do you think of that, folks?
And everyone out there is like looking at
funnier
him like,
and crap, isn't it?
That's so awesome.
People are falling out of their chairs listening to this show right now going, God, that was great.
It would be. Yeah, it's awesome.
Mark's got the commentary running in the background again.
Now, you do, what other songs would you do?
You're just trying to get me to sing it again.
You know, Fran, you should get ready because a ringtone is a-coming.
I don't want to sing it
again. Not going to do it.
Mark just wanted to do it.
Give me 3 steps.
Yes, I know what song it is.
So let's hear it. Come on, come on, come on. Peanut Gallery, do we want to hear her say it again?
Go, go, go.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Here it comes from.
Well, I was cutting a rug down at a place called Jugs with a girl named Linda Lou. When in walked a man with a gun in his hand, and he was looking for you know who. He said, hey there, fella with the hair colored yellow, what you trying to prove? Cause that's a my woman there, and I'm a man who cares. Well, this might be all for you. I said, excuse me.
I said, excuse me.
There, I'm done.
Yay! Awesome.
Okay, now if you mess up the show one more time, I'm not singing it again.
Okay. Wow.
I love Mark is like, thank God.
I love the topic later, which is peace and serenity.
Do it, Bruce. Do it, Bruce.
Do it.
Do it, Bruce.
That.
Do it, Bruce.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Let me start out this time.
Okay, you start this time, and don't blow up the show.
I'm going to try not to blow up the show. We didn't have enough boozy news.
We had plenty.
We had to call in the right-hander from left field.
Brought in the bullpen.
Okay, here we go. This is in England. A Wigan man's clueless antics have landed in a place in a new book about the world's most stupid villains. He's going into court for a drug charge. And he pulls his, in the security, pulls his weed out of his pocket, puts it in the tray, and asks the security guys if they could hold that for him.
Yeah,
and
sure they
can. And the bemused security officers told him they could not take the cannabis, he could not take the cannabis into court. You have to leave it with us. And he agreed and even signed his name on a receipt confirming the cannabis was his. This guy lives in Jasmine Road, Worsley Hall, pleaded guilty to possession of Class C drugs, was fined an additional 50 in order to pay 43 extra in court costs.
Now, wait, where was that?
That was in Worsley. It's in England somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Only in L.A., marijuana vending machine. For marijuana users, vending machines were once only something you thought of to satisfy you for the munchies. But now, L.A. has introduced a 24-hour medical marijuana vending machine for convenient access, lower prices, safety, and anonymity. Are you guaranteed anonymity when you're going to buy weed out of a machine? Law officials aren't so sure.
I dare to place marijuana anonymous.
Yeah. Law officials aren't so sure this is allowable. DEA Special Agent Jose Martinez tells the Associated Press, once we find out where it's at, we'll look into it and see if they're violating any laws. Of course, the nickel bags will cost more than a nickel. But don't worry about bringing exact change. It will take credit cards, which kind of eliminates the whole anonymity thing. Isn't it? Priest accused of selling cocaine. A Catholic priest at the University of Illinois faces charges of selling cocaine from his church office and rectory. Reverend Christopher
One-stop
Layden
shopping. Sin and Savior. It's
pleaded not guilty to two counts related to selling cocaine. He's been suspended by the Catholic Diocese of Peoria.
Given what priests did in the past, this is a step up.
You clearly. Here we go. A Silverdale man was booked into Kitsap County Jail on suspicion of DUI and drug possession after telling a state trooper he only uses cocaine when he is with prostitutes, according to court documents.
Well, that's a good
time. The man was spotted by a trooper who drove his car north on Warren Avenue Bridge with one headlight out, pulled him over after he observed the 40-year-old swerving. But alcohol level was .22.
No, he'd already been
having
a good time.
Three times the legal limit.
He needed cocaine.
As he was examining the man's driver's license, a white powder began to fall out of a crumpled $100 bill in his wallet. What is that? The trooper asked. That's cocaine, the man said. The man said he got it from a woman near a convenience store, added that he buys the cocaine for prostitutes. He only uses the cocaine when he's with prostitutes. The trooper added that he asked the man when he last used cocaine. He said it was with the prostitute I had tonight. The man was booked into jail on a $10,000 bail. Okay, here's some quick drug quotes. These are famous people talking about drugs. Cocaine is God's way of saying you make too much money. Robin Williams.
Oh.
Let's see. Kurt Rambis, who used to be a Laker, Los Angeles Lakers, said, on drug testing, I'm in favor of using it as long as it's multiple choice.
Ooh.
You know. Abby Hoffman once said, avoid all needle drugs. The only dope we're shooting is Richard Nixon.
Oh, that's not right.
Stephen Wright says, if God dropped acid, would he see people?
Food for thought.
Yes.
I don't do drugs. I am drugs. Salvador Dali.
Well, considering some of his paintings, that's probably true.
Yeah. John Hardwick said, don't do drugs because if you do drugs, you'll go to prison. And drugs are really, really, really expensive in prison. That's words of wisdom. Eric Hodgkin says, a miracle drug is any drug that will do what the label actually says it will do. Okay. Okay. And then we'll end this portion of the boozy news up with Keith Richards, who of course looks like he's in a casket on stage.
Done every drug imaginable.
Keith Richards says, I've never had a problem with drugs. I've only had a problem with the police.
That makes sense. That's perfectly logical.
Okay, do you have any other boozy news for us?
Yes, I do. Oh, wait.
I've never heard these before.
The only drug problem I ever had was when I ran out.
Me too. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, I have to read what the judge said again. The name is...
Yeah, but it's good.
The name of the judge is Martin J. Sheehan. This is in Kenton Circuit. He's a Kenton Circuit judge. This is in Ohio, I think.
Charlie Sheehan's father.
Look, you erased the show the first time. I'm not going to redo stuff. It just ain't funny anymore.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny. It's funny to everyone that hasn't heard it.
Yeah. Folks, I said something that was funny before, but Bruce erased it.
Bruce. I said it again. See? I stole it from him.
There.
It's a sincere form of flattery.
All right. So anyway, this judge said, this is an actual court document. This has been recorded into the court records. The hearing matter having been scheduled for a trial by jury commencing July 13, 2011, and numerous pretrial motions having yet to be decided and remaining under submission, and the parties having informed the court that the hearing matter has been settled amicably, the court uses the word amicably loosely, and that there is no need for a court ruling on the remaining motions, and also that there is no need for a trial, and such news of an amicable settlement having made this court happier than a tick on a fat dog, because it is otherwise busier than a one-legged cat in a sandbox, and quite frankly would have rather jumped naked off a 12-foot stepladder into a 5-gallon bucket of porcupines than have presided over a 2-week trial of the herein dispute, a trial which no doubt would have made the jury more confused than a hungry baby in a topless bar.
I love that.
And made the parties and their attorneys madder than mosquitoes in the mannequin factory. There's a whole bunch of other legal stuff, but
that's
the funny part.
We don't need the legal stuff.
No. I just thought that was very funny.
I like it. I like this confused as a hungry baby in a topless bar.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the first newcomer that comes to me and sounds confused, I'm going to use that on him. I'm going
to
credit you, Shelley.
Well, no, credit Martin J. Sheehan.
Num, 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 num.
Num, 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 num.
Okay, we've got the neighbor from hell. Remember him from Melbourne, Australia? During his alleged 18-month reign of terror, he got mad at another neighbor.
I love that they call it the reign of terror.
Yeah, he got mad at another...
I don't think they've ever seen a real reign of terror.
Yeah, really. At least not in Melbourne. He got mad at another neighbor because he was making too much noise with his caravan. He was renovating a caravan, which is like a recreational...
Rocking, don't bother knocking.
It's a recreational vehicle. So one of the things he did, yelled at the neighbors and various running around and being nasty. One of the things he did was to take a very large, a 4-foot-tall lump of wood... and chainsawed it into a fist with a middle finger pointing up.
I like it.
And then he stuck it in his front yard, so he's trying to flip off the whole neighborhood, but he pointed it the wrong way, so he was actually flipping off his own house.
I don't care, I still like it.
That's the second person to do that this week.
Sounds just like a story we heard, before I destroyed the show.
Oh, that's right.
It's deja vu all over again. He was actually fined $10,000 for that.
For what? Sculpting?
For sculpting?
Yes.
You know what? I mean, really, I mean, what? Like for littering on the guy's
lawn? No, they said that he pled guilty to removing vegetation and doing earthworks without a permit. That's what they called it.
Wow.
$10,000 fine?
Wow.
Yes, that's what they called it.
See, I didn't hear that part before. That's
Yeah, I missed that
part.
We
still recording, Bruce?
As far as I know, we are. That would be a good thing to check.
Walker, Louisiana...
Sweet.
Second story from Walker.
Yes, Jason Clayton, 35.
Oh my God, it's the second story about Jason Clayton, too.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really busy.
He's doing the same thing.
Now, admittedly, he says he's admitted to taking several different drugs, and what he's been doing is he's roaming around the neighborhood, scaring the crap out of people, naked, on drugs. His official charges are peeping Tom, obscenity, simple burglary, felony theft, simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling, attempted simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling, resisting an officer, and a hold placed on him for probation violation.
I know Mark and I are thinking of the same thing.
Yeah. What?
What is attempted burglary?
I would
simple
imagine.
Simple burglary.
I don't know what simple versus complex burglary is.
I mean, attempted. So does that mean he didn't take anything?
Yeah, he tried, but he didn't get anything, I guess.
I could get arrested for attempted anything.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Oh, yeah, I guess they could catch him inside in the act of burglary, so he didn't actually get anything.
Oh,
wait.
I didn't read the second part
of
the story.
Oh, there's more of the story.
Uh-oh. Okay, here's
Holy
what the
crap.
Burglary was for.
Turning the page.
He told the detectives after he'd taken, this is on one of the accounts, but not, I mean, he's done this several times. One of the counts, he told the detectives he had taken a party mix of drugs, whatever party mix is.
Skittles.
And he had taken a neighbor's Taste lawnmower and was going to return it after he cut his grass. He was trying to put, when they caught him, he was trying to put the lawnmower into his 1990, it was a big riding mower, into his 1997 Oldsmobile.
A riding mower.
Yes. And the cops couldn't figure out how he was planning on getting the riding mower into his Oldsmobile. And that's what the attempted is.
That's what I'm wondering. It's like, that's not a small piece of equipment. You know what he could have done? He should have rode it down the street.
Yeah, that would have been
like
easier.
Like that guy, Steve.
Right. Yeah.
Get a DUI on
in
a
cowboy
riding
boots
mower.
And assless chaps.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, you can't ride a lawnmower down the street.
Drunk.
Why not?
I know my rights.
I know my rights.
And we have the hero of the week. Heroes, actually. Two women named Hege Dahlin and Toril Hansen from Norway.
They sound like lesbians.
Yes. For some reason, for some stupid reason, the writer of the story decided that he needed to interject the fact that they were a lesbian couple.
Yeah, because that's the only thing he was injecting in them.
It doesn't have any bearing in the story. It's totally irrelevant. At any rate, during the massacre on the island, when they lived across the waterway from the island... they lived on the mainland.
They literally lived across the pond.
Yes.
Yeah, literally.
When they heard gunshots and went out to look at the island and saw teenagers running from the man with the gun, the man who was dressed like a police officer who was shooting at them, and they were jumping in the water to try to avoid being shot, and the two women got into their... They have a little motorized, you know, a little rowboat with an outboard motor, and they got into their boat, sped across the island, pulled teenagers out of the water, and then got them back onto the mainland safely. And they did that four times under fire.
That's
from
awesome.
This guy. Yeah, four times.
Shout out to them.
They That's saved right. 40 teenagers.
Did they save all women? I know, that's bad.
That came from the penis gallery.
That was from the peanut gallery.
You know what? One thing you can be sure of, though.
What?
See, this was good the first time. I'm going to be good the second time. There was no little man in that boat. But it got the same reaction from the peanut gallery, so there you go.
All right, well, that's the end of the boozy news.
You know what's awesome about that?
What?
Shelly didn't jump in on.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you? At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Hiya.
How are ya?
We're back.
Finally. Now we can finally get to the second half of the show.
Wow. And what's that topic, Shelley, now that you're all ticked off and uneasy?
I'm not ticked off and uneasy. It's peace and serenity.
Which of those do you have right now?
A piece of serenity?
A piece, a small piece, a chunk.
Just cut me a sliver.
Some kibbles and bits of serenity.
I had about an hour and a half of serenity this morning. That was while I was in church.
Listen, I thought you
who'd you spend the rest of the day with?
I thought that sounded like a gal.
Who'd you spend the rest of the day with?
Bruce.
There you go.
and her only serenity problem came from the solved place where she said the gal singing sounded like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Well, no, she wasn't that bad. I misspoke. I shouldn't have said that.
I misspoke. It wasn't really like fingernails on a chalkboard.
She wasn't that bad. No, I love church. It sets me up for the week.
So, yeah. Shelley, how would you like to attack this subject?
I don't know. It's not my subject. Mark brought it up.
So you have no thoughts on peace and serenity
Mr.
at all?
Mr. Serenity over here brought it up.
Mr. Serenity. Mr. You know what? We'll call you that next show.
Yeah. I had a portion of my life stolen earlier this evening.
Wow.
Sarah and I had a portion of our life stolen this evening.
We stolen did. By us.
Because we sat down and Bruce and Shelley described their drive home. In detail. They didn't agree on the drive.
No. Still don't.
And I would repeat it all to you people, but I respect your 4.5 minutes of life.
Fortunately, I've let it all go.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
So
how would you like to attack peace and serenity? Now that we're so serene.
We're too serene now. It was a great topic an hour and a half ago.
After we redid the boozy news.
Yeah.
Mark was so serene in the boozy news, half the time he had the microphone plugged against his head like so. He was just sitting there with the mic buried in his skull.
I think that's the only time that we've ever had a boozy news where Mark didn't even say anything.
No, you did.
I did.
Barely.
I said it all the first time.
Yeah, he jumped in there a couple
times. It's an unscripted show.
That's right.
If you redo lines, it's like you plan it that way. They don't come off the same.
That's true, they don't.
Yeah.
So, peace and serenity.
That's about as recovery-driven as this show's going to get, is you saying peace and serenity over and over.
Peace and serenity.
I'd share, but I'm very serene right now.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what we're all looking for when we get in recovery? Because I don't know about you guys, I wasn't so peaceful and serene like we always talk about. How'd you feel the day before you got here? You know, if I can not forget the way I felt then, you know, because if I forget the way I felt the day before I came in, I'm destined to relive that again. Yeah. And really, when I came around, all I was looking for was to not get loaded. And part of that was I had no serenity before I came in. None. Zero. Zilch. Shelley was taking count of every bottle she drank and writing it all down. How serene was that?
It wasn't. It was a lot of work. And actually, that wasn't right before I got sober because I lost the notebook. Went up to the point where I had the notebook and I was writing everything down. I wasn't drinking as much. When I lost the notebook, I suddenly became a daily hard drinker because I had no...
She was so upset about losing the notebook.
Yeah.
Are you afraid someone's going to walk up to you on the street and go, this is yours?
Yeah, I know. I was
check
so great.
News.
I was so glad. You know, the first thing that occurred to me was not, okay, it's really bizarre and you're probably an alcoholic because you're writing down everything you drink and normal people don't do this. That wasn't the first thing I thought. The first thing I thought when I lost the notebook was, phew, thank God I didn't put my name in it.
Did you put Becky's name and number on it, though?
I didn't even know Becky then.
Oh, that's true.
She put your address down.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I put your name in it.
Oh, that's okay. So.
I went deep sea fishing today.
That's very serene.
That's
serene.
Even if you don't catch anything, it's serene.
It is. It is. It's a great day. Fishing sucked.
But you got to hang out. And you went out with family, friends?
Went out with my daughter and son-in-law.
You can't go wrong with that.
They got it for me as a Father's Day present, and this was the first day we could actually have our schedules match up to get together.
That's awesome.
I actually read something online about fishing and God that, let's see if I can get it right. A man sitting in church thinking about fishing is religion. A man fishing and thinking about God is spirituality.
Ooh.
Ooh, you should have saved that for your last words.
Yeah.
See, I'd have thought of that. I'd have saved it.
Oh, well.
That's what Mark does. Mark's already got his last one.
I come up with a good one, something like that. I go, yeah, I'll say that for the end.
See, I won't remember
it by the
end. You know
what
the
drag is? You get to the end, you're like, oh, shit, now I can't remember what it was. It would have been good at the time, and now I can't remember.
Yeah,
I love the fishing thing. It's awesome. Matter of fact, we're going to go in a couple of weeks. We're going to go up to Big Bear for 5 days, and maybe Courtney's all excited about going fishing. We'll see what happens with my dad. My dad has some health issues right now, so we got to see what happens with that. But if we do, we'll do the family vacation thing. And you know what? I don't know about for other people, because Shelly seems to get a little frazzled because she feels she has to do everything when we're on vacation.
Miss Serenity?
But we have a good time when we go on vacation. Don't we have a good time?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing about Serenity for Shelly on vacation is she does not want to plan a thing. Nothing. Says, no. You do it.
Well, because I'm going to end up, because the places that we typically go, because we never have any money, so we get, his parents actually are very kind, and they give us days of their timeshare. But the timeshare has a kitchen. And since we don't have any money, what that means is we take all our own food with us. So I'm going to be spending vacation cooking and cleaning.
Not all the time.
3 meals a day.
Well,
why
no.
would you do the cleaning?
That's don't what you
know?
I said.
Don't you know that if you cook, you don't clean? Those
that has never worked out
well,
in my house.
Also,
that has never
not,
worked out
not
in my
to
house.
Mention there's a full maid staff at this place. Which will
Who's
come
not going to clean up the kitchen for
you
me?
You know what they'll do, though? Miss, I got to have my bed made a certain way. They're going to make the bed every day. It's going to be nice and tight, and it's going to be all good.
Yes, that'll be good. But I still have to clean up the kitchen.
Well,
and then you turn the bed down early so you can get the air conditioning to blow on it?
Hell yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, since we're on vacation,
Serenity will go right out the window.
No, since we're on vacation, I will allow you to, an hour before bedtime, turn down the bed.
1 hour.
Wow.
Exactly.
Like, I'll have to come back from somewhere. Come
60
back from
minutes.
Horseback riding to
turn
down
the bed.
So what? Let's say, because we've all got stuff going on in our lives that would normally screw with the normal person's Serenity. Mark's got some things right now that are stressful.
Life is perfect. The rest of it is just money.
There you go. How do you get that Serenity level?
I think as time goes on in this program, you kind of just learn that it just doesn't matter.
Nobis nihil denim refert. That's Latin for it just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
Give it to God. Let God sort it out for you.
I don't know, but Bill Murray said it in Meatballs, and I thought it was pretty good.
Just doesn't matter?
Just doesn't matter.
My fraternity said that when they put us on, like, double secret probation. Mm-hmm. And then we had a big party to celebrate being put on double secret probation.
You broke the secret?
Yeah. So I feel like this is like pulling nails trying to get people to talk about peace and serenity.
Because we're very serene.
We're all sitting over here chilling.
Is that it? Who's the lead on music by?
No,
I don't know. We could talk about sponsees. That'll get our blood pressure up.
God,
yeah.
No.
Oh, here you go. How do you get peace and serenity when you have a sponsee that's really flipping out? You've had a bunch of drinks.
Bullet to the head.
Just be glad it's not you.
That's actually a good point.
Actually, for me, serenity is, you know, I'm not the most serene person on the planet. I worry about a lot of things.
No.
You know what? I have come to the conclusion that I worry about a lot of things. I think that's just the way that I'm made. I can't help worrying about things.
No.
It's just part of my makeup. What? Yes, I know. That's when I realized it.
Just now?
But there are days.
What do they call that? What is the term for that? Cop out. Yeah.
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cop out.
Some people are just born worriers.
Actually, there could be some of that. My dad is like the worst case scenario. We go in to visit him today in the hospital, and he tells my mom, the doctor was in, said I'm bleeding out, I've only got days to live. The doctor's like, I wasn't even here.
Well,
but he was pretty sure. The doctor's like, did you have a nightmare? And Dad's like, maybe.
Okay. Well, my point is that although I have to work really hard to get a measure of serenity, there have been days, 7 of them, in sobriety. seven. I counted them.
I remember it was a Tuesday. No, maybe it was a Thursday.
No, most of them have been Sundays. Most of them have been Sundays. Because I go to church and
I
all set up for the day.
Sundays.
And you sleep all day, so she has to talk to you.
That's it.
And then the whole day, I'm very serene. And I can tell the difference because no matter what happens, and not all of those days have been good days. There was one day when some crappy stuff happened. But no matter what happened, I was serene. I could, you know, meet calamity with serenity. And that, for me, that's what I'm always working for, is those days. If I can get, and I know that I'll get more of those days as I go along in the program if I get better at this.
7 of them every four and a half years?
Yes, 7 every 4.5 years. I'm hoping to get more as I go along. I mean,
hoping to do better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, trusting in God that he will help me, you know, grow in sobriety. And that I will get more serene days.
How many?
Now, what's so funny about that?
Wait, let me ask you this, Mark.
Okay, yes. What's so funny about that?
You should just be serene in the fact that God will help you grow in your sobriety.
Well, I'm not made that way. Sheesh, I'm not made that way. That's just the way. And this is okay. This is one of my pet peeves.
Here we go.
Okay.
Shelly on a roll.
I say that this is the way I am. I'm working on changing. However, everybody needs to back off and let me be who I am instead of telling me how I'm supposed to be. God made me the way I am.
I'm going to tell your sponsor.
If God had meant me to be some other way, I would be some other way. And until God decides that I'm supposed to be some other way, I'm going to be this way.
You know, actually,
file this under God has a sense of humor.
Actually, that's kind of a hard point to argue.
Yeah, how do you?
It really is.
Never argue with a drunk or an idiot.
What would your final words be on this?
I'm not even
going to
touch that one.
Well, what? She has a lot more words.
Was that your final words? I want to make sure you have plenty of time.
No, I think the whole point of the program is to learn to live your life with a measure of serenity, to be able to live a normal life. We're supposed to be learning how to live life.
On life's terms.
So this is a half measure of serenity?
Right now, I suppose it is.
You know what that'll avail you?
Half. Unfortunately, half's not enough, usually.
I have no doubt that I will become more serene as time goes on. Because at some point, you just get tired of worrying about everything. And apparently, I'm not tired yet.
She knows that because she watches us.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, Mark.
Star.
Shelly's had 7. Now, you're coming up on 5 before too long, right?
In October.
In October, so not too far away.
Yeah, no, actually, according to Mark, in October, I'll be officially qualified to talk on the show.
You'll have your foot in the door.
Because Mark doesn't listen to anybody who doesn't have 5 years.
Whoops.
You said that on a show one night.
I love Shelly's serenity level.
You said that on a show one night.
She's so peaceful.
Anybody that has less than 5 years shouldn't be allowed
to talk.
Listen
to that serenity level go.
That's what you said.
She's not hearing
what?
This.
What do you mean, what?
I want to see how long that can go on.
Serenity level is really high right now. So, Mark,
yes.
Shelly's had 7 days of serenity in almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many days of serenity do you have on average in a 365-day year?
I have some measure of serenity every day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
365?
Yeah.
366 on leap year? Because you've had 5 right. leap years.
I have.
You know what? You've actually got 5 extra days. You ever think about that? If you could live for 365 years, you get an extra year of sobriety. Oh, no.
I'll check back with you.
Have to be more than that. No, because it's every 5 years. Oh, you got to live like 1,500 years to get an extra year.
It's actually every 4 years. Leap years every 4 years.
Isn't it the 5th year? I don't
no,
know. Mark, what are your final words? I know Mark's been saving one up for his final words. Now he's accessing the database.
I guess it's just, you know. I came into this program to not use drugs. Actually, I didn't even know what I came in this program. That's what I came in for. I just kind of showed up. But, you know, the longer I've been around here, you know, the more I've found out that there's just so many things in life that I don't give a crap about.
I've heard many of them on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that I say, you know, of all the things in life I don't give a crap about, that's one of them. Because I really don't. I mean, it's just, it's not that important.
That's his final words.
That's it.
My final words.
Go ahead.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace. And you know what I really like?
I don't accept that.
Shelley says that, you know, she's just made that way and she's just a warrior. Marker just made that way to just bug you about it.
Apparently, it's pick on Shelley now.
That's it. That's it. Mark and I are just made up. God made us. God. I asked God to do his will today. You know what God told me to do?
Pick on me.
To not stop, and you know, to stop at that light like it was a stop sign.
And then push your turn signal on and move over a lane?
Yeah.
He did not put his signal on.
Absolutely. People are trying to escape from that. Shelley, who are our friends online?
I don't know. We don't have any anymore. After this show.
That's right.
Wow.
Car crash of a show.
They put their turn signals on.
Who? Wait. Where did you say?
Online.
Oh, that's intherooms.com.
Wow.
Plus there's a
listen to that serenity level fly.
I just said intherooms.com.
.com.
Thank you. Jeez. It's an online recovery community. You can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the AA of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can surf the site while you go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show on the embedded player and while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. We have any friends back east?
We do. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
If you were to go up onto our site, recovery101.net.
Sweet.
Scroll down. Big old spot that says click here. And it'll take you to the 12stepgazette.com. You can go up there. You can read the fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. Or if you so desire, or if you happen to have an Alano Club or a place where many who are sober gather, you can have it sent to you in the post.
And send a few.
And Bruce will send you several. So you can display them about the room. And splay them about the room.
Ricky Ricardo of Recovery.
That's right.
Splay them.
That's right. And if you're interested in making some money.
Oh, who would want to do that?
Never mind. Nobody wants to do that. We'll pass on that part. no. You can contact Bruce and he will help you get a franchise for the 12-Step Gazette in your little corner of the world.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
What if you're still doing crack?
You can join the crack staff.
All right.
The crack staff. That's our crack advertising staff. You can join them by sending an email to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
Wow, you were quick. Which one?
Fran likes sippy cup, so I'll do that one.
Sippy cup it is. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Jaded, faded. Never wanna be hated. Digging on your lips. Steps from the sippy sippy cup. Crazy about your hips, taking dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Touch me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup.
All the mamas in the club, bring your sippers to the cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. Trippin' when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Weakin' on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be hated. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.